I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together, we're Roman Oz. Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out. AllAussieRadio.com.au.
Now syndicated too.
Backwater Country, 87.6 FM.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
At 9 PM. All interviews are live.
And on location.
And may vary in audio quality from segment to segment.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, and we've got a really special show this week.
Yes.
Yes, we are. We are actually at Music in the Mulga on the Wandilla Station
at
Yulo.
Correct, yes.
And from here, we are heading to
Thargomindah. First time we've been out there, or heading out there.
That's right. We've never been there, have we?
No, not
at all. And the reason why we're going out there, people, is because we're going to the Shearer's Shindig. Yes. And we've got some fabulous people on the program this afternoon to talk to you about the Shearer's Shindig, okay? So who's our first guest, Lynn?
We've got Dogger, and he's the Deputy Mayor of Thargomindah.
Now, Dogger's a bit of a character, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Now, they've got some strange names for these people, or nicknames, shouldn't we say? So we got Dogger, and he's our first guest. And hopefully when we get out to the Shindig, I'm going to try and catch up with Tractor.
Oh, okay.
And what was the other chap's name? Ferret.
Ferret, right.
I'm going to try and catch up with Tractor and Ferret. Fingers crossed, they'll be on the program next week.
Yep.
So we're going to kick off with Dogger.
Yep.
Now, our next special guest is...
Now we've got Rod, and he's a vendor here, and he does all your camping needs.
He does. Now, he goes to all the events.
He does. We've seen him a few times
we've
now.
We've seen this man everywhere. I've got to tell you, listeners, now, if you are interested, you go to one of these events and you go to your van or your tent and you think, oh, gosh, I've lost a couple of tent pegs.
Yep, he's got them.
Rod's got them.
Yep.
And if you need a shovel...
Yep, he
Rod's
sells
got
them.
It. He sure does.
Yep.
And he's got those things they call jigglers.
Yes.
Which is what gets the fuel out of the jerry can and puts that into your tanks.
And if you didn't pack those butane canisters for your stove, he's got them as well.
He's got the lot. So he's been doing this for over 30 years.
Wow.
And when he first kicked this business off, he was only home, I think he said, 62 days.
Wow.
Of the year. And the rest of the time, he was going to all these fabulous
festivals
and events all over the country.
Wow.
So he's our second guest, Rod, from Rod's Country Camping.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that...
We've got Adam Kilpatrick.
Now, Adam Kilpatrick is a character and a half.
Yes, he is.
He's a big man with a big smile and a huge amount of talent.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the MC here at Music in the Mulga.
And MC at
the Shearer's Shindig. So he's MCing that. But as well as MCing that, he's also a great country singer, songwriter.
Yes, he is.
And he's going to be entertaining out there.
Yep.
So we've got these fabulous people, folks. Now, if you find yourself in Thargomindah, make sure you check out this event because it's on every year.
Yep.
And next year, what's going to be happening next year, Lynn?
It's combining with Music in the Mulga.
It is combining with Music
so
in the Mulga.
10 days out there in Thargomindah.
10 days in Thargomindah, people. It's not going to be held at the Wandilla Station anymore, the Music in the Mulga. They're relocating to Thargomindah.
Yep.
10-day event. So you're going to have a week of country music.
Yep.
And then there's going to be...
A few days rest.
There'll be buskers in the street. Everything's going to be going on at Thargomindah.
Yep.
And then they're going to kick off the second part of it with the Shearer's Shindig.
Yep.
So this is an event, folks, not to be missed.
Mm.
Now, apart from all of these fabulous things, I want to start the show with a song.
And I think it's quite appropriate.
It is very appropriate. We're going to play a song, Lynn. And what's it called?
Click Go the Shears.
And who's going to do it for us?
Slim Dusty and his Bush...
Landers. There's Bushlanders indeed. So we're going to kick off the show with that. And then what's our regular little thing we say? Apart from all these fabulous interviews, we also have a great selection of music
as requested by the people we interview.
So, Lynn, what do you think? On with the show.
Out on the border, the old shearer stands, grasping the shears in his thin bony hands. Fixed is his gaze on a bare-bellied Joe. Glory if he gets her, won't he make the ringer go? Click, go!
there we'll have a spree. And everyone who comes along, it's come and drink with me. Click, go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is his bowl and his hands move quick. The ringer looks around and is beaten by a blow and curses the old snagger with the bare-bellied Joe. We're on the Overlander, Overlander trail, where only sheer determination will prevail. Men of Aussie with a job to do, so they'll stick and drive the cattle through. And though they sweat and curse, they know they surely must keep on the trail that winds ahead through heat and dust. All sons of Aussie, and they will not fail. They're on the Overlander, Overlander trail. Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree, and he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda. Down came a jumbuck to drink at the billabong. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. And he sang as he stowed that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he stowed that jumbuck in his tucker bag. Come a waltzing Matilda with me. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
There you go, folks. That is a little medley there. Click Go the Shears and Waltzing Matilda. And that's made famous, of course, by Slim Dusty and his Bushlanders.
Here we go. An adventure in the outback in Thargaminda.
Head out west this May for two action-packed days of fun at the Shearer's Shindig in Thargaminda. This iconic outback event showcases the best of outback hospitality. Get involved in the colour run and tuck in to a classic outback feast at the Shearer's Breakfast. Browse the market stalls, theatre production and open mic music performances. Glam it up for the Thargo Cup, the finest live pig racing in the West. Marvel at the amazing horsemanship from the Rooftop Express Show. Live music Friday and Saturday night, hosted by Adam Kilpatrick. And dust up your boots, dancing to the Redneck Gentleman. And of course, there's the shearing. See the best shearers from around Australia face off to take the crown of the Shindig Quick Shears Championship. There's also State of Origin and Trans-Tasman Shear-Offs. With a range of camping and accommodation options, don't miss this bucket list event. Your epic outback adventure starts right here in Thargaminda, May 20 and 21.
To the Shearer's Shindig, an adventure in the outback in Thargaminda.
G'day people, Phil C here from allaussieradio.com.au, coming to you from Yulo, or actually the Wandilla Station, Music in the Mulga, and I'm chatting with Dogger, and he has a lot to tell us about the Shearer's Shindig, which is coming up next week. How you going, Dogger?
Bloody good, mate. How you going?
Mate, I'm having a sensational time out here. I've got to tell you, the red dust, it gets in your blood, doesn't it? Something special about it.
Red dust and bore water, mate. That's
red
what
dust and bore water.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, fair dinkum. Yeah. So how long have you been out in the red dust and bore country?
Well, 66 years. I turned 66 the other day, and okay. I was born in Cunnamulla, and I went to Thargaminda when I was 4 days old, and I still don't reckon I'm a local there.
You still don't? What, because you weren't born there?
Wasn't born.
You're an import.
Yeah, an import.
Four days old.
4 days old. Yeah.
So you've been in Thargo for 60-odd years, 66
yeah.
years.
Yep.
And a bit of a character out there, so they tell me.
Oh, we've done a bit. Yeah. Seen some wild times.
Yeah. Now, I understand that the Shearer's Shindig,
That can be real wild too, in a real fun way.
It's a real fun way. Now, there's a lot of people get to our shindig. It's I think we got $30,000 prize money there, $10,000 the winner. We get, I think we had 5 world champions there the year before last, and it'll be a good show. And they hook in too, like the winner will win it in probably 26, 27, 28 seconds, I reckon.
28 seconds?
Yep.
To shear a sheep?
Yep. That's about what it'll be. It could even be quicker than that.
Wow. Yeah. So shearing's obviously come a long way since the days of, the old clippers. What would it take to shear a sheep back in those days?
Oh, well, if you could shear 200 a day, like in the 80s, and that, you're a good shearer, you know. But then, all depends what sort of sheep you're shearing. Like, you get big, rough weathers and that, you're obviously slowing down. You get into the little ewes and good lambs, you'll hook in all right. Then they start kicking and mucking around, and that'll slow you down too.
Fair enough. Yeah. So how long has the shindig itself been operating now?
So I reckon about 5 years. I think about 5 years it's been going for.
Okay. And who came up with the idea?
Well, it started off just a quick shear, and then it just sort of evolved, I reckon, because we always had a quick shear in Thargo. Then it evolved, and it's just got bigger and bigger, and the Shire decided to smash a bit of money into it, and it's the start of our tourist season out there, because it's that time of the year and people aren't moving, and that gets people moving. It does. So.
Okay. Yeah. So what else happens at the Shearer Shindig apart from this shearing competition?
Oh, well, they got the pig races there, and then you got all the stall holders there. Mick Lindsay turns up Friday night, Saturday night. He's a good entertainer. And then, of course, there's everything to see. We've got Hungerford, Nacundra, and you can drive out to them places during the day if you want to. And there's a fair bit to do around town there. We've got the boar and it's animated. You go up there and you get a ticket there in the hospital and the jailhouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've never been in there yet.
Well, you don't want to end up there. You don't want to end up there, Tonga. So are you a bit of a shearer yourself or no?
No, well, we used to, me and my mate, we'll talk there that day. We'll have a smoke over there and talk to everyone. But we had 600,000 sheep in our run there. We used to have 7 teams of shearers going out of Thargomindra. And we had 300,000 in the Bullershire and nearly 300,000 on the other side of the, towards Hungerford and Wanarring.
Yes.
And they're all gone now. They're all gone into goats, dorpers, and mainly cattle. So there'd be probably only 30,000 sheep left in our shire, if that. But the big sheds, like Denver and Norley. Denver used to run 100,000 sheep there, and employ a lot of people,
Yeah.
It's all gone. We look down the road now for tourists. Like, tourists are our main income for our town, the town will be dead there for 3 or 4 months, and the tourists will start moving, and we're looking down the road for you.
Fantastic. Yeah. So with the shearing competition, how long does that go? Does that take a whole day, or like you say, you can shear the sheep in 28 seconds, but how long does it take to find the winner?
No, so, well, they'll probably have, they'll probably have 8 finalists there, or 10 finalists, whatever they have, I think about 8, and then that'll go down to their quickest times, and then they'll do them in a Calcutta and auction them off, and then you'll see some fast sheep go out. Then you will.
Wow! Yeah.
But the women shearing is they've come a long way. Like, and that's what we're going to eventually try and do is put that women's prize up so it's right up there with the men. And so we probably in a couple of years' time have like the biggest prize money for women shearers in Australia, and like it's $10,000 there now, and we'd like to have the women's up there too, and so it's pretty much evened out,
So shearing's really a men's game, though. How long have the women been involved in shearing now?
Well, I was exactly like you. I thought that too. When I started shearing, there's no women in the sheds and that, and then they blended in and come in, and by geez, they do a good job. Do a real good job.
So what would the percentage, you reckon, of women shearers be to men? Would it be like, is it...
Oh, well, I wouldn't really know. I'd be really, really guessing I would. But I'd say in every shed there'd be nearly one lady shearing in probably 2 teams or something like that, In 10, that'd be a guess,
Yeah, fair enough, I'm going to have to meet some of these female shearers.
No, they're good. Yeah, they're tough.
How they hand out working in a shed with a bunch of fellas.
They wouldn't put up being married to me, I can tell you.
Fair enough. So are you going to share anything on the day, Dogger, or are you just going to do
probably,
the talk?
Yeah, we have a bit of a charge at the Masters. We'll be there. We'll probably give them a hand out in the beyond the bar for a bit. And then we have a go on the Masters. We're just a bit of fun, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a laugh and a joke and show them young blokes how it's done, you know.
So if the fastest shearing is 28 seconds.
No, mine's a minute.
If I can do it in a minute,
that's a pretty good go for me.
You think so?
Yeah.
And how long could you keep doing that for? Is a minute you're done minute. For the day? Or
Yeah. I'd probably do a couple. I wouldn't do many, but.
No, because it's pretty hard, Jacker, isn't it? Slinging those sheep around and holding them down and physical job.
Yeah, well, it is if you got to keep at it. I mean, you stop and you start shearing. Like, it's hard to get your body physically fit for shearing, so So you got to keep on doing it. If you're stopping and starting, it's hard on your body, your back.
Whereas if you just start and keep it up and just make that your career.
When you're learning to shear, like I learned concrete, and I've been in mustering camps. I've done a lot of things in my life. I'm a young brother, and I was made work. My dad was pretty hard on me and my brother.
Yes.
And but that 6 or 7 weeks, I done learning to shear. Was the hardest work I'd done. We're big weathers at Denver, and we hooked into them, and everyone would pull up in the hour, and I'd pull up in the hour too, and the old contractor used to say, "You're making enough money." Oh, yeah. He said, "Well, I'm not. Get back in there and get another one." So, and that's the hardest thing about shearing is going in to get another one. Yeah. Once you get in there and drag it out, you know you're going to finish it.
So it is physically hard work.
Yeah,
I mean, with modern tools and everything today, it's still hard work, isn't it?
So, but when you get used to it, you do it pretty easy. You know, once your body's all tuned up for shearing, you can hook in and you'll do it pretty easy. I mean, you'll still do it hard. Towards the end of the week, you're buggered because you've been working hard, but it's a hard job.
Fair enough. Yeah, well, it's not a job that I think I'd be wanting to do, but it's certainly something I want to see out at Thargomindah. Now, it's been running for about 5 or 6 years, and what about costs? You know, much involved in the costing side for the benefit of the tourists coming through?
Yeah, so it probably costs the Shire around about $50,000 to put in, you know, with the cost coming in and out, but that's money well spent, you know.
Yep.
Like with the tourists and starting the tourist season off, it's money well spent. You know?
So how many tourists do you reckon you get through the town in your season?
I don't really know. I think there's about 7,000 people go through the tourism office.
Okay.
There, I'm not too sure, but our park is filled up because we run the caravan park.
Yes.
We've got a contract with the Shire.
Mm-hmm.
And we run the caravan park at Thargomindah, and it's full for about 6 months of the year, 5 or 6 months. It's chockers, you know.
Wow.
Not in the unpowered sites, but the powered sites, and so we had a lot of people. And a lot of people are just travelling through. Like it's not a destination. You know,
no.
They pull call in. They might have, and I'll keep going for the day. But half pull up. You know, there's a bit to see there now. You know.
Yes. Fabulous. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to get out to the Shindig next week. I think it's going to be sensational. First time for me. And, you'll have to introduce me to some of these lady shearers, okay?
I'll do that. We'll have a beer when you get there.
That sounds a good idea to me. Thank you so much for your time today, David.
See you, mate.
Man, before we wind it up, mate, I've got to play your favourite song. You got a favourite Australian artist you'd like me to put a song on for?
Oh, I'll put Troy Cassidale on, mate. He's good.
You like Troy?
Yeah.
All right, nothing special,
just Troy? Just anything, he's good.
All right, folks, well, we're going to be back with more of Raymond Oz straight after Troy Cassidale. Dogger, thank you so much for your time.
See you next weekend, mate.
In between the fires of the bridges we burned, had to climb through the wires where the fence line turns. The golden light that flickers and fades has found me broken today. in between the fires. Can't get warm anyway. Way up high in the mountains, on a tall stone ridge, I stood before my maker, so careful not to flinch. The air was so cold and clear. I know I haven't been the first one here. In between the ridges, where my heart has no fear. Where is the light? Where is the light that used to guide me? Now I use the dark, I use dark just to hide me. I'm lost out at sea, sinking like a goddamn stone. My lighthouse is gone. How am I gonna find my way home? In between the fires, as the battles rage on, the bridges are still burning. We both feel we've won. Smoke makes it hard to breathe, and the ashes makes it hard to leave. In between the fires, looking for a reprieve. Where is the light? Where is the light that used to guide me? Now I use the dark just to hide me. I'm lost out at sea, sinking like a goddamn stone. My lighthouse is gone. How am I gonna find my way home? Yeah, where is the light? Where is the light that used to guide me? Now I use the dark just to hide me. I'm lost out at sea, sinking like a goddamn. My lighthouse is gone. How am I gonna find my way home? My lighthouse is gone. How am I gonna find my way home? Yeah, my lighthouse is gone. Gotta find my way home. I've been sinking like a stone.
Oh, there you go, folks. What a great song that Dogger asked me for. He just said, "Anything" by Troy Cassadaly. Loves Troy's music. And, of course, that's from his latest album of the same name title, Between the Fires.
Oh, welcome back, listeners. Phil C here, allaussieradio.com.au. The show is called Roman Oz, and I'm at the Wandilla Station at Yulo at the Music in the Mulga Festival, and I'm chatting with Rod from Rod's Country Camping. How you going, Rod?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Mate, I'm having a sensational time out here. And how are you going?
Yeah, good. It's a top spot out here, and Carmel and Dave do a good job organising this.
So how many years have you been coming to this one now?
Well, not as many as I have a lot of others, but I think this is our third or fourth time here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what other places do you go to? So for the benefit of the listeners, you have camping gear.
We do. Camping gear and caravan accessories and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And you're one of the vendors. So where have you been? What sort of events have you done?
Well, this year, for instance, we start off at Gyra at the Lamb and Potato Festival. That's on the same time Tamworth's on.
Right.
Then we go down to the Victorian High Country and do the Man from Snowy River Festival at Corryong. And then we've been to Boggabri and done the Grover's Campfire. Yep. Then we went to Weath Alley, did the Country Music Muster at Weath Alley.
Right.
And now up here, and then after this we're off to Thargaminda to the Shearer Shindig.
The Shearer Shindig, yeah. Fair enough. So you get around.
We do.
And you live in the Foster area.
Yes.
Okay, so how long have you been doing it?
30 years.
Wow, 30 years.
The first 10 we did, well, I did part-time and still worked and built the business up a bit. And then, funny story, I got Roz to help me one day and she had to have a sickie, which she didn't like doing, and it was a local show then. We lived in Wollongong then.
Okay.
Anyway, she did that, and then I went to work on Monday and my new boss said, "Your silly markets are over. You work here." She went at that show. One of her bosses didn't recognise her out of a nurse's uniform.
Okay.
So on the Monday, I come home from work and I thought, well, that's it. I typed up my resignation, and as it was going through the fax machine at home, she walked in and said, "We're going to Victoria because I've just resigned."
Oh, wow.
And we never even spoke about it, so we knew we had to make it work.
Okay. You've been doing it ever since?
Ever since.
So you travel together all the time?
All the time.
All the time. She's your helper. She's your assistant.
She's the boss.
Okay. I should say, well, I'll ask you, because she's in there serving customers. You're out here sitting down having a chat to me. So what do you think? Do you think she enjoys it? Like, you're in a caravan a lot of the time.
Yeah, well, she does, and she's starting to get to the stage where she said, "I should retire." I don't particularly want to, but we've set a deadline now.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens.
So obviously you've got to set up your stall and you got to carry all your stock and so on and so forth, but you're kind of living the dream too, aren't you? Because you're doing a lot of travelling.
We do a lot of travelling. We meet a lot of nice people.
Yeah.
We hear a lot of good music, get to know a lot of good artists, and it is a good lifestyle.
Yeah, fantastic.
It is a good lifestyle. It's hard to manage sometimes, but the rest of the time it's good.
Now tell us about your products. What sort of things could people expect to buy from you? Because it's camping, it's country camping. So what are you selling there?
Well, a lot of people forget things, and so we carry extras like tent pegs and screw-in pegs and tent poles and ropes and all that sort of stuff.
The basic stuff.
And then we've got things like electrical gear, like Anderson plugs and 12-volt adapters and a bit of LED lighting and things like that, and then a bit of cooking stuff. Then we sell a little stereo, and it's a big variety. I think there's 264 different products in there.
Yes, yes. And so you've got the jigglers too to get the fuel out
the siphon hoses. The siphon hoses. And we've got the Eco Billy. And a lot of people don't realise the Eco Billy. It boils water quicker than gas or electricity on a handful of gum leaves and twigs.
How does it work?
So it's got a funnel up the centre of it. And you just put twigs and leaves and that up that funnel. Sit the billy on the ground. Fill it full of water. There's two sizes we have, 700 mils and 1.5 litres.
Okay.
Stick a match in through one of the air holes in the bottom, and it lights up, and it'll boil water in 3 or 4 minutes.
Wow. Amazing. And I've never even heard of that product.
Well, the old swaggies used to make them out of flattened-out kerosene tins. The old square kerosene drums, they used to build houses out of them, do everything back in the day. And they used to roll them up and solder them and use them, but they rusted out quite quickly because they're only that tin.
Yes.
So our Eco Billy, we make it out of 304 grade stainless steel.
Right.
And there's a few different brands on the market, but ours is Australian, and ours is the only one where you've got a removable lid, so you're not boiling cockroaches or anything that may crawl in some of the others. They're a good product. So we have them going all the time, and we keep them in a separate place in the truck because people order them online and we send them out. So.
Wow. So who came up with the idea? I mean, the original idea I can understand. Who decided to turn it into a commercial product? You know?
Well, In Ireland, they were doing it. There's a company over there called the Kelly Kettle, and they're worldwide. But the person I bought the business off was based in South Australia. His grandfather taught him how to make them and said to him, son, make them out of stainless steel. They'll last forever. And when that fellow, he made them, and then he wanted to retire, and he rang me. I was standing in Pat Kieran's shop in West Wyalong, buying my first Akubra hat off Bernie Kieran's, and I got the phone call, and I said, give me 5 minutes. I rang back. I said, I'll buy it.
So
and
you,
that was
you
it.
Own Eco Billy?
So we own Eco Billy, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's your business?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And would you say that's probably one of the most popular things you sell? Or?
Yeah, it is popular because it's we can go online with all our products, you know, like everyone else, but the big boys always take the first few pages on the internet, and we're in the back block. So, but Eco Billy, that's ours, and it's up there all the time. So we sell quite a bit of that online, and it's good.
Fantastic. So you were mentioning retiring. You don't look like you're ready to retire. No. When do you think you're going to do this?
Well, Ros has given me a 2-year deadline.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
But that doesn't mean we won't be still on the road.
No.
We may load that truck up with Eco Billy's and a new toaster we're having made.
Right.
And which will be online as well. And every town's got a post office.
So what is a toaster? What's that about?
Well, we had one years ago. A friend and I from Melbourne bought these things. There was a storage facility, and the bloke hadn't paid the money, you know, so he wanted to get rid of this stuff. We bought them. We thought how good they were. Now, we haven't had them for about 5 years.
Yes.
There's been attempts to make them here. So anyway, I got onto a friend of mine, and I ordered 500 in stainless because they were a zinc alum thing. They will rust out at time, and they're going to be more expensive, but... Then I changed my mind, rang him in Thailand, he's in, Australian fella. Anyway, he said, oh, now you don't want that many. I said, no, make me 1,000 for a start. So right. We're going to, we still get asked 5 years later, do I have them?
And is it? How does it get its power? Is it a 240 system?
No. It's only goes on, you know, a single burner gas ring.
Yes.
Or, you know, uh-huh, you know okay. Those portable yes, stoves yes. With anything like that. I've even made toast sitting it on top of the Eco Billy while it's boiling water.
Really?
So I've got to make a little adapter for it, but that'll happen. And, so you can cook 2 bits of toast, and they're a great toaster. So
you can have toast and tea on the side of the road with no electricity required.
That's right.
Fantastic
exactly.
Idea.
Exactly.
Mate, look... You can't retire just yet because there's a lot of people out there that's going to be listening to this. They're going to chase you down for these billies.
Well, I hope so.
And these toasters. So you've obviously got a regular run. You said you've been to these other events. So you're seasonal or you spend... Yeah. How long are you on the road for?
Well, we're home a bit more now because we've got grandkids and like to mind them in the school holidays but when we can. But we used to be 42 days a year at home.
Okay.
That was it.
42 a year, wow.
Yeah,
and the rest of the time travelling.
Yeah, so a month and a half at home, and that was because I always said we'll always be home with the family at Christmas.
Understand. Fantastic stuff, mate. Well, look, I've met you at several different events. I know I saw you at Boggabri, drove a campfire, Nanango. Here we are now at Wandilla. I'm going out to Thargaminda next week, so I'll see you out
we'll
there.
Be there, and then... I think after that will be Ulmarra, Clarence Valley Country Music at Ulmarra, just north of Grafton. Then we'll be at Warhope for the caravan and camping show there. Then up to Gympie Muster.
Gympie, yes.
Nanango.
You're going to be at Nanango?
We'll be at Nomangos, I call it.
Nomangos. Boney Mountain?
No, we won't do Boney Mountain
Texas,
because
maybe?
We go straight from Nanango to Dubbo to a caravan and camping show there at Dubbo.
Okay.
And then it may be, I've got to ring up yet, maybe back to Texas.
Okay.
We'll see.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Well, thanks for taking the time to chat with us today.
No,
really
thank
appreciate
She's been that way before while I've been doing something else, so it won't hurt her.
Well, we're going to wind this up now, Rod. I've got to play a song for you, mate. You got a famous or favourite Australian artist or band or something?
Well, I've got heaps of them. Yes. Heaps of them. You know, we mentioned Darren Jack before. Like, Jacko's good, but...
Oh, Jacko's sensational.
Yeah.
He's an incredible blues man, Darren.
He is. But, you know, we're in the bush all the time, so I suppose... Lee Kernaghan's Boys from the Bush would be appropriate, I don't know.
I think so, mate. Yeah. I think that's a good choice of song. Because, yeah. I mean, we are at the Bush. We are at a country music festival. We're going to the Bush, or you're going. I'll meet you out there, the Shindig.
Yep.
Gimpy Muster, you've done them all. So
all the red dirt and dust, we love it.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time, Rod.
No, thanks, Rod.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. There you go, listeners. That is Rod from Rod's Country Camping. And if you're at any of these events, make sure you check him out because he will have something that you may require. We're going to be back with more of Roman Oz straight after Lee Kernaghan's The Boys from the Bush.
We've been shearing sheep, we've been mustering stock, we've been culling out roots, we've been spraying the crops. We've been droving cattle up an old stock route. Now it's Saturday night, we pile in the ute.
We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town.
Well, the dog's in the bag and the foot goes down.
We're live members of the Outback Club.
We're the boys from the bush coming from the scrub. In the heat, we've been loading the trucks, been fixing fences, we've been choking on dust.
We curse the rain, we curse the drought.
Now it's Saturday night, and we're all in the shout.
We're the boys from the bush, and we're back in town.
We get high when the sun goes down.
We're live members of the Outback Club.
We're the boys from the bush coming from the scrub.
We're back in town.
Well, we raise hell when the sun goes down.
We're live members of the Outback Club.
We're the boys from the bush coming from the scrub.
Yeah, we're the boys from the bush and we're back in town.
We get high when the sun goes down.
What a great song, Lynn. Lee Kernaghan's Boys in the Bush.
Yes, that's where we are.
That's where we are. We're out in the bush. Now, before our next guest comes up to join us, Mr. Adam Kilpatrick, just want to mention a couple of things about this fabulous event.
Yep, the Shearer Shindig.
It's on next weekend, listeners. Okay, Saturday and Sunday, the 24th, 25th of May. And look, it's going to be sensational out there, Lynn.
Yes, there's going to be market stalls, pig racing.
Pig racing.
Yes.
Now, I was talking to Adam about the pig racing, and you'll find out a little bit more about it, but I thought, how do you make a pig race?
I don't know.
Well, apparently what they do, these little piglets, they're actually trained to race to a bowl of milk.
Oh, okay.
And of course, these little piggies or little piglets, they're hungry for the milk. So
right.
they know where they have what they're going to get if they win.
Ah, okay. Bowl of milk.
A bowl of milk. So these little piglets are running like crazy to get a bowl of milk. So, yeah, they don't have a rider. They don't get... You know, they just know there's food at the end of this line.
Right, okay.
They run like crazy. So apart from that and the pig races, you know, we've also got this sensational shearing competition.
Yes, yes. And there's also going to be singers or music, open mic sessions.
Open mic, Lynn, there's hope for you yet.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Do you want to think you have a crack at the open mic?
No, thanks.
No?
No, I can't sing a tune.
Okay. Maybe I'll have a crack at the open mic.
Maybe.
I can't sing
but
a
you
tune.
You can't either. Sing country.
No, I can't. Anyway, before we get Adam up, I just want to make mention, this shearing competition, you know it's $10,000 for the winner?
Wow.
$10,000 for the winner.
And I think they do it in like something like 23 seconds or something, I heard.
I think the record for last year was about 28, 29
oh,
seconds.
Oh, 28, 29. Wow, and, that's
and,
quick.
And the ladies can even have a crack as well.
Poor bloody sheep.
Absolutely. Tossed from pillar to post.
Yep.
Anyway, let's bring on our next guest, yep. Lynn, Adam Kilpatrick.
Yep, very good.
Here we go to the Shearer's Shindig, an adventure in the outback in Thargaminda. Go to the Shearer's Shindig, come along and join the fun, a cracking time for everyone in Thargaminda. Here we go to the Shearer's Shindig, an adventure in the outback in Thargaminda. Go to the Shearer's Shindig, come along and join the fun, a cracking time for everyone in Thargaminda.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Hey! G'day listeners, Phil C here, allaussieradio.com.au, coming to you from Wandilla Station in Yulo, Music in the Mulga.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I am chatting to Adam Kilpatrick, who's one of the people that's going to be at the Shearer's Shindig in Thargaminda. How you going, buddy?
I'm not bad, mate. How you going?
Mate, I am sensational. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk. You're looking good, buddy.
Mate, it's been a busy day. We've been trying to catch up all day today.
Absolutely.
And
we just 5 minutes, and you say 5 minutes, and then we disappear for half the day. And you've been busy, mate. You've been doing a lot out here, as you always do.
It's what I do, mate. It's what I do. And it's just, race around and between music and MC work and doing me organising stuff, and then I'm filming for my YouTube stuff, and yes, as well I'm doing all of that and having a bit of fun with it. So
good,
yeah,
tell us about your YouTube thing, because I can get some people, maybe that you can get a few more followers from me, although you got a big load of followers.
I'm not a big YouTuber,
yeah.
We're just sneaking up on 10,000 subscribers.
That's good.
I think we're 512 off.
Okay.
At the moment, so there's 512 people who want to go on to Adam Kilpatrick Fishing and press subscribe, then that would be lovely.
That'd be
so
great.
That'd put us over to 10,000.
Good
so,
on you, mate.
Yeah,
Adam
sneaking up
Kilpatrick
on it.
Fishing listeners, all right?
We actually haven't missed a download in 2 years. Every Sunday. So every Sunday 4 p.m. we drop a new video.
And how long's the videos run for?
Anywhere from 8 to 30 minutes. Depends on what we've been doing. So yeah.
And how long have you been doing it?
The YouTube side?
Yeah.
Nearly 7 years. But we started the fishing one 2 years ago.
And you haven't missed a week?
Not for the fishing one, no.
Goodness gracious, mate.
When we did our farming one called Silhouette Park Farm, when COVID first hit, we did a video a day, every day for an entire year.
Wow.
So that's a lot of work.
That's commitment.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work, man. But you're a hard working mate. You're a fantastic entertainer, and you're also do a lot with the Shearer's Shindig in Thargaminda, don't you?
Mate, that is, like, with Music in the Mulga, Shearer's Shindig is one of my favourite events of the entire year. I absolutely love the town of Thargaminda.
Yep.
I do regular shows out there on my music side. Got to know a whole heap of the locals out there. The town of Thargaminda is just so proactive when it comes to tourism.
Yeah.
They've got a brilliant tourism department with the council. They basically have set up the town to be traveller friendly.
Yeah.
And it's all about getting people to town and getting them to stay around the local area.
Yeah.
The Thargaminda Council covers such a wide area too, from out to Cameron's Corner, Nacundra, right, Hungerford, and right through all that big area. And they don't just involve Thargaminda. The tourism side actually pushes everyone out there. They push all the local stuff out there. And it's so rare to get a team together that's just so proactive in wanting people to be in their town. So I can tell you a little story. The mayor, Tractor, they call him Tractor, and we had a big rain coming through for one of the events we were doing out there for the Shearer Shindig. Yes. I think it was last year. We had the big rain coming towards us.
Yep.
And they weren't sure whether the road was going to be flooded. All the people were in town, and they're going, where are we going to put them all if they can't go at the free camp, if they've got to come this side? And the mayor and the council got together, and they went, no, we'll just put them in the street. We don't care.
Really? And in Thargo, the street?
And they didn't have to in the end, but Thargominda's got these big wide streets, one of the cleanest towns you'll ever be in, and, just a fantastic group of people all get together and punch that town. There's only about 130 people live there.
Okay.
Like it's,
so what's the shindig like? Because you get a lot of people out there, don't you? So 130 live there. How many do you get there for the shindig?
Oh,
thousands.
A thousand plus. Like it's insane. Shearers come from all around Australia. It's one of the richest. It's not the richest. It's one of the highest paying shearing competitions in Australia.
Yes.
And it's just insane. The people that come out, they get their regulars to turn up every year. They got their local guns. They jump up and have a go, and the crowd gets behind them, and the shearing community is fantastic. Like, we actually run a thing on the Friday morning, and we do the shearer's breakfast.
Okay.
I get to host it, and we have it on the shearing stand, and we basically sit there, and anyone who wants to come along can come and get a cup of coffee and a scone, and they can come and sit down and listen to the talk. And I interview an old shearing contractor, old shearing legend, a old shearer, a new shearer, like a current contractor shearer, and a grazier.
Okay.
And we get together and we talk about the shearing and the wool industry. We expected it maybe to run for, maybe half an hour or so. Last year's and the year before went for over 2 hours.
Really?
It was unbelievable. And people coming in asking questions. Last year we actually sat there and we got a sheep. And we sheared it in front of people so they knew what to look for. So people that didn't know what to look for could come and look for it. And then we went through in slow motion because a lot of people, because they're pretty quick.
One guy did one in a sheep in 28 seconds.
28 seconds was the fastest one last year.
Wow.
So, yeah. But they went through and Dogger Dare, and Ferret out there. So... they got through and they explained each blow-by-blow, and Ferret was shearing the sheep and he had a black texter and he was running it down each of the blows. And it's just a great way to do it so the public had no idea of what to look for. And suddenly there was a whole heap of people that got to see that knew what they were looking for the next day and really got into it and enjoyed the show. So, yeah. And they did great entertainment afterwards as well, so...
I was going to say, apart from the shearing, it's not an exhibition. It's a competition with serious cash prizes. But apart from that, what else happens out there?
Yeah, they've got everything from live entertainment. They've got Mick Lindsay playing out there this year. Myself, I'll be doing some music as well. I think...
they got pig races?
Yeah, the pig races.
How does a pig race work?
Kev Keeley's going to be there from the Sandy Creek Hotel. He's the same guy that does the pig races for the Nindy Gully Pub as well. He's going to be there. I mean, that's always a bit of fun. And it's about raising money for a charity and having a lot of fun along the way. A whole heap of different food vendors, stalls. So definitely worth people coming out and checking out Thargominda.
Fantastic. And, now, you've been involved in it right from the get-go, haven't you? This is about the fifth year, I think.
Yeah, I've been every year for the Shearer's Shindig. And one thing I found, especially with Thargominda, each year they jump in, they build... on their own event. So they first year they had a tent as the bar, a portable shearing stand. Now these days they've got brand new toilet block, they've got a big professional catering and bar and merchandise area and a permanent shearing stand built into place, all at the football grounds.
Wow.
And it's there for all the public and all the local community groups to use. So
fantastic.
It's a fantastic thing they're doing out there.
Absolutely brilliant. So it's next weekend, isn't it? It's from
for us, yeah.
What's the dates of that? Do you know the dates off the top of your head?
So it'll be, the 24th and 25th.
24th and 25th of May.
Of May, yeah.
Okay. Sensational stuff. So what are you going to be doing out there? I know what you do at this event because I've seen you here now for a few years in a row. It'd be a similar thing. What about your show? What sort of a show can they expect from you?
I have no idea at this point what they want me to do musically.
Yes.
Chances are I'll be up there doing my acoustic style show like I did last night.
Yep.
Up there. I had Anthony Taylor and Pete Wilson jump up with us
absolutely
last night.
Sensational.
Doing some stuff.
Swamp and, Donkeys.
The Swamp Donkeys are great, man.
Unbelievable
great.
Band. Oh, and, my goodness.
And I haven't got the jam with those boys in 12 months, so it's fantastic to catch up with them too. And, we had a lot of fun there last night. It was a good fun show.
Absolutely.
But, similar style thing out there, but I'll be probably doing some acoustic stuff. I think Mick Lindsay's playing out there as well, so we'll probably be doing some stuff with Mick along the line as well.
Okay.
So it'd be good to catch up with him as well. It's pretty much for me, it's go with the flow. So
fantastic.
I'll be out there and I'll be spruiking and doing what I do MC-wise. And I'll be the go-to guy when they need me to. So, that's pretty much what I do.
So before we wrap this up, Adam, what's obviously the pig racing? People gamble on that?
No. Pig races is you can actually, they do an auction for each of the pigs.
Okay. Similar to the Yabby races.
Similar to the Yabby races.
Okay.
Except they split the money, whatever's in there. So it's gambling, yes, but it's whatever the total amount from the pigs from each race, they split that in half.
Yep.
Half goes towards the charity of choice.
Okay.
And the other half goes towards the winner.
The winner that owns the pig.
That bought that pig.
That bought that particular
pig.
Yeah,
so they don't get to keep the pig.
They don't get to keep it. Oh, they don't get to butcher it and barbecue it.
No,
pig's got to go back. So what's the, for the benefit of the listeners, how do you pick a good pig? You're gonna punt money on buying the pig in the auction. How do you know what's good bloodlines or what's going to be a winner?
I'll give you the tip. We're at the Nindigully Pig Races. This a few years back, and we had one pig was the runt of the litter. And some of the pigs, they don't go for this much at Thargavinda, but the Nindigully Pig Races, you got to remember we raised $107,000 for the Flying Doctor in this one day. And we had a lot of big money people there. One of the pigs went for $6,000.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So it's a lot of money up for grabs. And they had this little runt pig that hadn't won a race all day. And we had some money we wanted to give to charity. So we thought, rightio, we might as well throw it in the pig. And we got him for $300. I think we got this pig. And every other pig went for over $1,000 in the race.
Right.
And our little runt got up and won.
Oh!
So, yeah, so we had a great time. And we had a group of us together. And we pretty much had a great time. And we basically put it all back into the charity anyway. But,
yes.
It was a lot of fun. So it's you never know which one's going to win.
Nope.
And for anyone who thinks it's a cruel thing too, it's little piglets. They're very well looked after, so they're farm pigs, and they're trained to race to a bowl of milk.
Really?
So they race around a racing track and end up at a bowl of milk, and it's whoever gets to the bowl of milk first
is the winner.
So that's how they race them.
Good
it's
stuff.
Good fun.
I've never been to a pig race, so this is going to be interesting for me as well.
Oh, mate, you're in for a treat.
I can imagine. So this is happening, listeners, next week. This is at Thargavinda at the Shearer's Shindig.
On the Friday and Saturday night next week.
Friday and Saturday of next week. Mate, thank you so much for taking the time.
Not a problem, Phil.
You've been busy. You've been running around. You're doing your stuff. You do a fabulous job. I'm going to wind this up now. Can I play one of your songs?
Yeah, go for it.
What's your favourite, mate?
Oh, mate, I hate that question.
Okay.
I don't know, probably Dreamer.
Dreamer?
I love Dreamer.
Yeah. Okay.
Dreamer, before you go, I had a young lady come to a show about 3 weeks ago, and a young girl and her boyfriend, and they came up and they heard Dreamer for the first time, and she said, why don't we hear songs like that on the radio? And I said, it was on the radio when it got released.
And
I said, how old are you, mate? She said, I'm 19. I said, well, it was released before you were born, mate. So, it's about 24 years ago I released that song. And
so what's it about before you put it on?
Dreamer is just, I'll let you listen, and it pretty much explains itself.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. Mate, thank you so much for your time.
Mate, not a problem, mate.
It's always a pleasure to see you, and it's always
great to catch up, mate.
Good on you, buddy. There you go, listeners, Adam Kilpatrick. Make sure you get out to the Shearer Shindig next week. And if you want to check him out, what's your YouTube channel?
Adam Kilpatrick Fishing on YouTube. Jump on, like and subscribe. Leave us a little message on there. Say where you heard us, and yeah.
Fantastic.
Love to get you all on board.
Thank you so much, mate. We're going to be back with more of Raymond Oz straight after Adam Kilpatrick's Dreamer.
Have you ever woke up in the morning and made your plans for the day? Have you ever done all you said you'd do and finish it in every way? Have you ever gone out and partied and danced away the night? Have you ever looked in the mirror and thought, yeah, you've had a bloody good life? You're a dreamer. It's time to fly. Yeah, a dreamer. Take the ride. Have you ever gone out fishing and polished off a dozen cans? Have you ever gone to work on Monday and really couldn't give a damn? Have you ever had dreams of staying home and playing all day with the kids? Have you ever gone down to the pub and talked about the things they did? You're a dreamer. It's time to fly. Dreamer, take the ride. You could walk away and drown in your sorrows, or live for today, make a new tomorrow. Have you ever had a couple of mates around and given them a little cheek? Have you ever gone walking on the beach and covered your feet with sand? Have you ever done something you really loved and you swear you're gonna do it again? You're a dreamer. It's time to fly. Yeah, a dreamer.
There you go, folks. That is Adam Kilpatrick. The song is called Dreamer. It's from his Big Man album. He's a big man with a big heart and a big amount of talent, folks.
Here we go to the Shearer's Shindig, an adventure in the outback in Thargaminda. Go to the Shearer's Shindig. Come along and join the fun, a cracking time for everyone in Thargaminda.
The people have just come out from everywhere. We've got tourists, shearers have come from all over Australia. We've got all the locals have come out here in Thargaminda, and it's just a fantastic show.
Mate, this rocks. This is the best. This is the best function ever, mate. Thargo's great.
Here we go to the Shearer's Shindig, an adventure in the outback in Thargaminda. Go to the Shearer's Shindig, come along and join the fun, a cracking time for everyone in Thargaminda.
It's a great friendly little town. You know, there's heaps of things to do here. Poke down the river, you'll always get a fish, you'll always get some yabbies, and you know, you can get around and see people. People always pull up in the street and have a yarn to you. But you know, they make you feel welcome, and that's what you need.
Here we go to the
Shearer's Shindig, an adventure in the outback. In Thargaminda, go to the Shearer's Shindig. Come along and join the fun, a cracking time for everyone in Thargaminda.
We hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page or allaussieradio.com.au.
Tune in next week for more Roman Oz.